Carl Hanratty is an FBI agent who specializes and takes great pride in working bank fraud, forgeries, check kiting, to some degrees counterfeiting, although that's a different branch. He comes across this paper hanger, as they're called, who is just doing magnificently smart, intelligent things, certainly a par above the average check forger. And he makes it sort of his life mission in order to, and also his professional pride, to track him down and catch him, if he can. Carl realizes, look, this is just a kid, incredibly talented, or what have you, but still, he's just, ultimately he's a child, you know, not quite a full-grown man, who is, he's just kind of in the midst of an adventure that's even bigger than he is, an adventure that's larger than his own experience. And so I think that that Carl comes to almost feel protective about where this young man is going. I mean, he treats him as a criminal. He's going to arrest him. He's going to take him home. He's going to put him in jail. But at the end of the day, he's also a bit worried about his soul. There is something about this early jet set age, literally Boeing 707s and Pan Am World Airways, James Bond movies where you could actually get on the other side of the world in a matter of only 12 or 14 hours on a jet plane. It was in some degree, I mean, certainly for my life, because I'm 45, to me it was the highlight of glamour. Colors looked cooler. Everything was very bold. Everything was very, very stylish.
I simply was like many people who fell under the seductive influence of the real Frank William Abagnale Jr. You know, I was very seduced by him from his book, just by, you know, the character, how he saw himself when he wrote the book about his adventures, his exploits in the world of being an imposter and check fraud and you know, chicanery of all kinds. I was very interested that this young man came of age during a 21-month crime spree, and a lot of which was very innocent. And a lot of his success was because he was operating in a very innocent time, the mid-1960s, a time of tremendous innocence and trust. You never locked your doors, and you felt safe. And I also justified doing a movie about a sensational rogue. The movie is as sleight of hand as Frank Abagnale's various characters in his real existence. And part of that sleight of hand was making this picture in just like 52 days in something like 147 different locations all throughout Los Angeles, New York, and Canada. And it was a lot of moving around. And I have never worked faster in my entire life, because sometimes we would have three locations moves in a single day, three actual moves in one day. We had so much energy creating the story and telling the story that energy somehow got into the cast, got into the storytelling, got into the way the camera moved, and the whole movie feels like it's on a fast track.
You will go to prison.
You're gonna have to catch me.